Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. It's been 3 years since the cable company Adelphia imploded in a fraud scandal that led to bankruptcy. Today, the company reached a tentative buyout deal with Time Warner and Comcast. Tess Viglin joins us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles. And Tess, what is this proposed deal worth?
Just shy of $18 billion. And this is a cash and stock deal that would give Time Warner and Comcast all 5.3 million of Adelphia's cable subscribers. Earlier this week, actually, Cablevision came out with a last-minute offer worth about $16.5 billion in cash, but Adelphia's board said today that they have chosen Time Warner, Comcast, that combination, and now it goes to the bankruptcy court judge for approval. And I'll point out some interesting timing here. Adelphia's founder, John Regas, is scheduled to be sentenced this month with his son, Timothy, after being convicted of fraud and using the company as a personal bank account.
They get a bankrupt company, but what else does Time Warner and Comcast get out of this?
Well, first of all, it's actually the first merger and acquisition transaction that Time Warner's done since that disastrous pairing with America Online. So they are no doubt hoping this one works out just a little better. But really what's in it for both is customers, especially here in Los Angeles. Right now, Time Warner has about 20% of the LA cable subscriber pool. This deal would vault it to 70% of that pool and make it the second biggest cable TV provider in the country, second only to Comcast. And all this, of course, is because cable is in a big race with satellite providers and phone companies to win the biggest slice of the cable internet phone market.
And Tess, there have been a lot of media and telecommunications mergers recently.
Yeah, certainly have. We've got phone companies merging and cell phone companies merging and cable companies and internet providers. And I spoke with Andrew Schwartzman, who's the president of the Media Access Project, and he criticizes this deal as just another opportunity for further consolidation in media ownership.
The large cable companies have much more clout in terms of what's available for any cable company to pick up. And it gives tremendous power to companies like Comcast and Time Warner to influence the diversity of programming that we receive.
But he's still predicting that despite those kinds of concerns, the Federal Communications Commission will approve this deal. Of course, that is if it gets through bankruptcy court and the creditors in that bankruptcy proceeding agree that this would be a good deal for them as well. And Madeline, today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at General Motors' decision to pull all of its advertising from the LA Times.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks a lot, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.